Ezra's Invisible Backpack, written by Dinah Rock and Hannah Cohen. Ezra boarded the school bus at 7:03 a.m. "Good morning," Ezra said. "Best way to start my day is seeing that smile," the bus driver responded. Ezra walked down the aisle and slid into an open seat. He looked out the window and wondered with excitement what he would learn today. In the library, Mr. Rivera asked the students to choose a book. "Now remember," Mr. Rivera said, "don't judge a book by its cover." Ezra raised his hand. "What does that mean?" "Some of the very best books have simple covers, and unless you look inside, you won't know what it's about," Mr. Rivera said. Ezra found a faded book with a monkey on its cover, which made him laugh. After reading the first few pages, he decided this was the one. Later in the morning, Ezra began to feel anxious as lunchtime approached. Lunch was a hard time of the day for him. He could talk to kids he passed in the halls, but he didn't know how to sit with a group and join their conversation. It seemed so easy for everyone else. "Why was it so hard for me?" Ezra wondered. At dinner, Ezra's parents asked him about the upcoming trip to the planetarium. "I can't wait to use a real telescope and see stars up close," Ezra said. He could talk with his family at dinner. But why was it so hard to talk to kids at school? Ezra wondered. Ezra joined the circle for the morning meeting the next day. His teacher, Miss Murphy, showed the class a backpack and said, "This is my backpack. What do you think typically goes in a backpack?" "A pencil, a ruler, an eraser, a book." "You're all correct. That's what's in a school backpack. All of us have another backpack we carry throughout the day that no one can see." "It's an invisible backpack," Miss Murphy said.